First, we're going to have Mark Bell, who is a graduate, and he came to Sudbury Valley very early, 1968, and he can probably fill you in on the rest of that from there. So, Mark, if you...
All right, it's all yours. Thanks, Paul. It's great to be here tonight. I am a graduate of Sudbury Valley School Class of 1971, and I consider myself an extremely lucky middle-aged man. When I came to the school, it was from a public school previously, and my folks had played a great role in my education up to the time I was 15 years old when the school, when Sudbury Valley School opened. My folks were well-read, had a house, something like a small version of Sudbury Valley, a rambling old house that my dad was always working on, building a chimney, putting on an addition, loading up the station wagon and taking us cross country to see the sights of America, reading books, building a fire, lots of chores, lots of discipline within our house, which I didn't totally appreciate, but since I always saw my mother and father working hard, I got in there and worked myself, and my dad was a small businessman in Wellesley, and still is. In fact, he's having a going out of business sale today, and I just came back from helping him at the shop all day. I was swinging a sledgehammer, so I might have a few chunks of debris in my hair. I was, like I said, an extremely lucky person. I think very lucky in that at a fairly young age, about 12 or 13, something really turned me on in my life. Gets used a lot now. The moment of clarity happened to me. It was show business and it was music. I didn't quite understand what it was about it or how I was going to work into that world of music, but something hit me and set a fire in my heart that I couldn't put out. And every roadblock that was put up in front of me, I chopped up and it built the fire into a rage. My parents were a little, didn't know what this music thing was all about. I'd been taking cello lessons for 4 years. All of a sudden, I was interested in electric guitars and writing rock and roll songs. And it was just a teenage fad type of thing in the 60s. But in my heart, I thought it was going to be something more. I came to Sudbury Valley School in 68 and wandered into the art room. And there were some kids younger than me sitting around. One little girl asked me if I could help her draw a horse. So I sat down and drew a little horse. I wandered upstairs and smelled some smoke and stuck my head in a strange-looking room, and there was a really pretty girl, a little bit older than me, talking to a couple guys my age, reading a Life magazine. I said, I don't know what that class is, but I'd like to be involved in that.